The year was 1957.
It was the year the Everly Brothers recorded
Bye Bye Love, Bye Bye Happiness.
Sonny James sang about
Young Love, First Love.
And Marty Robbins was wearing
a white sport coat and a pink carnation.
1957 was the year the first ever man-made satellite was launched.
July 1st, 1957. A radio station was born. This radio station. Back then it was called CJRH. Brought to life by Stuart Coxford and John Graham. Broadcasting with a mixture of musical styles and just 500 watts of power. In the early 60s, an organization headed by Alan Slate purchased the station. The format? Country.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me.
It's a good life and country music. R-T-F-G-A.
That was 1963. And CFGM was the first Canadian radio station to program country music full-time. The power increased to 10,000 watts, broadcasting country music 24 hours a day.
CFGM Radio 1310.
In 1964, new cars cost $2,000. The Leafs were still winning Stanley Cups, and the CFGM announcers were called the Country Gentlemen.
You're listening to Jim Weir and the Country Gold Weekend.
CFGM Radio 1310.
CFGM's first live country presentation was Johnny Cash, along with June Carter and Tex Ritter.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
From the very beginning, the story of CFGM has been a story of people as well as music.
Well, I started at CFGM in September of 1964. I came over from Smith Falls and worked there, CFGM that is, until the end of 66.
Don Daner.
I did 10:30 to 2:30 the entire time I was there. The morning man was a guy named Al Fisher. Ken Fawcett did the news. I remember Bill Stoneham Jr. It was kind of an urban country sound in those days. And all the country entertainers who were playing the horseshoe used to come up to the studio and we'd interview them. And we'd talk to everybody who was anybody back in those days. The hardest interview was Bobby Bear because he was like Gary Cooper. He was yup, nope, yup, nope. And he had to do a half an hour with him.
I want to go home. I want to go home.
You're listening to Stan Campbell.
CFGM Radio 13.
I remember some of those guys, especially the first guy that comes to mind is Dave Johnson. Bob McAdory was doing mornings. I think that Bill Anderson was doing middays. Dan Ryan was doing nights. And we had Peter Dickens and Richard Scott. Richard Scott in the newsroom. Because I always remember him because he always stuck a cigarette above his ear while he was reading the news. And one day the cigarette burned right down to his ear. And he never missed a note.
I don't know what to say, man. I have to think about this. Yeah. At any time you're ready.
Ron Knight used to do a talk show, and I remember Gord Ambrose did overnights. Come to think of it, that takes in all the shifts. I have no idea what I did. I think I did swing something on some weekend. But we had a great bunch of people.
You're listening to Bob McAdory.
The only funny thing I can remember about CFGM was my paycheck. Twice a month, my bank manager would laugh till he cried every time I showed it to him. But they were really very special times, and I loved country music and country music fans.
Nights at Night.
Has Von Daniken reached any personal conclusions? Where did we come from, man who is here today?
We are the product of an artificial mutation from the family of apes. But our intelligence is the product of an artificial mutation from outer space. By the way, this is very easy to prove. I can prove it.
The Ron Knight Show. 2 hours of lively opinion and conversation. Every evening, Monday to Friday, from 10 till midnight, here on CFGM, The Ron Knight Show. It's worth staying up for.
Are you ready for this? The first annual Mike McMahon Tour of the Stars Home takes place this Saturday. The old but neat Greyhound bus leaves the CFGM parking lot at 10 in the morning for what promises to be a day to remember. Get your letters in to CFGM now. We'll draw for the 25 starting Wednesday. Hoping you're one of them, sitting with me on the front porch, sipping lemonade and munching on Dirk's dandy date turnovers.
Oh, no, eh? Oh, Mike, no! Oh, I'm gonna scream! Are you really kidding me or what?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Ain't I a dummy, eh?
Oh, no. Oh.
When your telephone rings, it might be CFGM calling you. Don't say hello. Say, I listen to CFGM country music. We've had one winner already, and you could be next in line.
By 1978... 50,000 watt CFGM improved its signal again by moving from 1310 to 1320 on the AM dial.
CFGM 1320.
16 minutes at 4. Welcome to the Dave Johnson Show. In case you're wondering what to watch on TV tonight, one of my favorite shows is on. It's called Nashville 99. And tonight, Chet Atkins and Jerry Reed star as detectives, and they're going to frisk a shopping suspect that's played by Dolly Parton. And it says here that it's a two-part episode.
October 20th, 1980. CFGM lost a friend of 16 years. Dave Johnson passed away. Carol Baker expressed everyone's feelings.
I loved him very much. He was my friend, and he was especially a friend to country music. And we're all going to miss Dave Johnson very much.
The Sound of News on CFGM.
The world has changed over the years, and so have the CFGM voices who brought you the news.
Peter Dickens, CFGM Information News and Comment.
Richard Scott, CFGM Information News and Comment.
Peter May, CFGM Information News.
And here's Dan Turner.
It's 0 degrees or 32 Fahrenheit. Looks like we'll get a nice Kittle meeting. And I will have the news, but first a look at traffic with Susan Allen.
It could be slow going getting out of the downtown core
here's
with an accident
John
on
Elston.
The garden.
It's another windy day, but not as windy as yesterday, thank goodness.
Working
it'll be mostly
cloudy. Commanding Steinbrenner, his career was over as soon as he accepted the job. This is Leo Cahill.
The story of CFGM is the history of country music. In the mid-70s, the great clash between the Nashville establishment and the new Austin Rebels of the mid-70s occurred.
I don't think they've done it this way.
Okay. In the summer of 76, CFGM was part of the CB craze, County Mounties, Ratchet Jaws, The Rockin' Chair, and Convoy.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, by golly.
Early in 1976, the staff of CFGM developed the idea of Opry North, a weekly series of live radio broadcasts dedicated to promoting Canadian country talent.
Live and coast to coast from Minkler Auditorium in Toronto, Opry North!
Former CFGM music director Gord Ambrose.
Well, the concept of Opry North was started to help create the star system here in Canada. And the initial five shows that were held at the Minkler Auditorium saw Carol Baker, the Good Brothers, all the big names that we had at that time. Let's see, I'm trying to think of some other big names at that time, too. Carol Baker, the Good Brothers, we had John Allen Cameron. Can't think of the other two as headliners for those five shows. And, of course, they were really well received at the Minkler. Admission charge back then, I think, was like $2 a head, and it stayed that way for years as Opry North progressed. But it has obviously helped the Canadian country music industry and what it set out to do.
In the mid-70s, the CFGM Bullshooters hockey team was formed to raise money for charity. Team manager Richard Levere.
We've just completed our 15th consecutive season, and from information and records received, we have raised over $500,000 for various charities around the province.
The early 80s saw an explosion of country music popularity during the urban cowboy craze. CFGM was part of that country wave and celebrated that success with a 25th anniversary birthday bash. The 25th anniversary was so successful, it was decided to make it an annual tradition. And that's when CFGM's Summer Country was born. A tradition that continued yearly throughout the 80s with the biggest names in country,
from Hank Jr. to George Jones.
That come to mind in the past from CFGM, even prior to my coming there in 1972, Moose Littrick, Phil Meehan was doing the All Night Show back then, Gary Coleman, Don Daynard was doing middays, and of course the late John Hart. When I started there in 72, John was still there, unfortunately passed away in that year or so, and of course the late Dave Johnson, that many CFGM folks remember. Other names, Bob McAdory, Frank Proctor, Stan Campbell, Dan Ryan, of course Mike McMahon, who's back there again. Dave Charles was there for a short while. Bill Anderson, Paul Denton, there's a name for the past for Greg Slate, Vic Folliott, Big Jim Marshall, of course, Wayne Matthews, and Brian Barker. And one of the great memories I have is of the newsroom when Ron Knight was in the newsroom, Peter Dickens and Richard Scott having a typewriter throwing contest at one another in the newsroom.
And then for the past year, I've been in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Why did you go to Winnipeg?
Well, the company had a great dental plan. Now that my teeth are better, I'm back.
Jim Brady is now at CFGM.
Yes.
10 minutes after 3 o'clock on the Monday drive home with Bill Kelly and Kalita at CFGM.
That, my friends, is the one, the only, the often imitated Mr. Merle Haggard at 10:21 with John Donaby.
5 to 6 on a Tuesday morning with Big Jim in the saddle.
Watch it, man. Midnight Flight Good Brothers here at CFGM 1320. Friday Night Music on the move. Indeed. Dan Ryan Show with Deborah Allen now. Back from last year, this is A Heartache and a Half.
What's the matter with me now?
Currently, 21 degrees, 72 Fahrenheit, and that's News and Sports, 211.04. Back to the phones we go now, so we continue with Phone Forum, 870-9191's our number. If you have a song you'd like to request, give me a shout here, okay? Hi, it's Jerry.
Hi.
No way. Alabama, there's no way. Before that, the Oak Ridge Boys. Sort of group therapy on CFGM 1320. It's 11 after 3. I'm Donnie Burns. Good afternoon from me and Larry Gatlin.
Toronto Country, CFGM 1320.
In June 1985, our listeners responded to CFGM's call to help victims of the Barry tornado.
We have reached the $100,000 mark here at CFGM, and Big Jim Marshall, you have got somebody on the telephone right now who has just taken us over that mark, I understand.
Oh, I do. Yes, indeed, John. Nancy Niven. Are you there, Nancy?
Yes, I am.
Nancy, you live in Weston.
The mid-1980s saw CFGM 1320. Facing the problem of high-rise urban development around the transmitter site in Mississauga. A deterioration in signal strength was the result, and the solution was to apply for a new frequency. Eventually, approval was given to move to 640 on the dial, broadcasting at 50,000 watts in AM stereo.
CFGM 640.
In September 1988, CFGM listeners were invited to discover a new country.
Well, I've got to catch the 640, catch the 640, catch the 640 feeling too.
But the simple fact is, not enough listeners were tuning CFGM. Ever since the early 80s, the number of people listening to CFGM has been on the decline. An increase in the number of stations playing country music, as well as more stations offering crossover country hits, has resulted in the fragmentation of a limited audience. The operators of CFGM, Westcom Radio Group Limited, in the spring of this year, determined it would be impossible for CFGM to continue in the country format. The company commissioned an extensive audience research project conducted in CFGM's coverage area and asked respondents to help identify the station's direction for the 90s. The research indicated a desire for a popular music-based format which would combine the very best elements of rock, pop, and dance music, presented by upbeat personalities with less talk and fewer commercials. The call letters CFGM, which have proudly represented country music in Southern Ontario for so many years, will be retired with the launch of the new station. The new station will be registered with the CRTC as CHOG and identified as The Hog, AM 640. Country music will continue to be offered in the CFGM coverage area by the following stations: 820 CHAM in Hamilton,
1390 Chu in Ajax, 1470 CHOW in Welland, Country 105 in Peterborough, BX93 in London, or CKGL 96.7 in Kitchener. Finally, on behalf of the management and the staff of CFGM, thank you for your support.
Let's go out in a blaze of glory. All good things must end.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Bombadita, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy
Toronto, this is Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, and we be backstage at CNE Stadium getting ready to rock your hoosets off. And what's this I hear? There's a new hog in town, AM 640, the hog. Tune them in and slam the ham, baby.
Here come the hog, AM 640.
Grease the ground on me.